Helping Hand, part of our afternoon drive broadcast of All Things Considered, then appearing online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Friday's Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities, others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. This week, the Therapeutic Horsemanship of Hawaii. According to their website, specializing in riding instruction for special needs individuals, but also providing therapeutic riding to individuals of any ability. And they do some remarkable outreach, too. They have miniature horses, and they visit individuals who cannot visit their program due to physical or financial reasons. And they have a way to support them. It's coming up tomorrow. Horse Show and Country Fair fundraiser rescheduled and now happening tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Executive Director of Therapeutic Horsemanship of Hawaii, Dana Venant. Hey, Dana, thanks for coming back.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Before we hear about the event, you have a few programs. There's riding sessions, equine outreach. There's a Kona program, Waimea program, camps. Explain how it relates also to folks with disabilities.
Sure. Well, I think our overall focus is providing different opportunities for people to be around horses. Like you said, we have a variety of different things that we do. The main thing is the riding sessions. And in that, we basically teach horseback riding, but there's some benefits of being around horses that we sort of capitalize on, and we're trained to do that. The first being, you know, the emotional support. Horses are huge and they're lovely. And when you sit on them, you're controlling a 1,000-pound animal. So that really can provide a lot of self-confidence in people or kids who don't have as much. Mm. There's also physical aspect. You sit on a horse. The horse actually moves your body through a normal walking gait. So someone who's never walked before, when they're sitting on a horse, the horse actually moves them as though they're walking themselves.
Like a sense of rhythm.
Sense of rhythm and actual physical motions the body goes through are the same as if they were on the ground. Just the horizontal position of the horse provides that. My mom's a physical therapist. She could tell you way more about it, but it can improve gait in people who have gait issues, or it can provide the sensation of walking to someone who's never walked.
It's a unique way they move. It's not like getting into a car.
No.
They have a whole different vibration. And because you guys are based here in the Honolulu area, but the Kona program, Waimea program, shine a little light on that.
Well, I just mentioned my mom. She runs the Kona program. She's been doing it for several years. It's a much smaller program. And since she is a physical therapist, she's actually able to harness the motion of the horse and really do amazing things for the kids she works with. The Waimea program is run by a great lady named Michelle, much smaller program, a really beautiful facility and some great work in Waimea.
What's the age range that's appropriate for this?
Pretty much all ages. We start at age 4. There can be some contraindications, people who have spinal issues, hip issues. We don't want to do more damage. So those are the only people who are really excluded from riding.
But if anyone has a concern, they could check with their physician. If they have a medical condition that they would wonder if it wasn't appropriate, they could both check with you guys and whoever their doctor was.
Absolutely. We do require a medical clearance if people have anything in that range.
Costs for participants?
We charge $35 for a half hour or $50 for an hour. Since we're a nonprofit, we're able to actually kind of charge below our cost for that.
And is that the same for anyone, with or without a disability?
Same for anyone. We do not charge for the equine outreach program.
And explain the equine outreach program. Is this where the little horses go?
This is where the little horses jump in the little van, and we go to schools and hospitals, lots of senior centers. They're really tiny. They're like 200 pounds. There's Great Danes that are bigger than them.
And for nonprofits or people who run programs with folks who have disabilities or folks who are really facing deep challenges, maybe in very complicated wheelchairs or bedridden, cannot get around, and maybe they're hearing this. Are you approachable to them calling and saying, hey, what's involved with an equine outreach?
Absolutely. And I'm happy to say we had a flood in April and we lost our van in the flood. It got drowned. We just in the last couple of weeks have been donated a new van by a family involved. And so we're just about ready to get back on the road here. So the timing is perfect to come talk to you about it because we're real excited about getting out there again. So in a little bit, we'll be ready to go. People are welcome to call and we can talk about us coming by for a visit.
That's fantastic. Well, now is a good time to do that because you got this event. The event is a fundraiser. And in addition to the event tomorrow, which we're about to hear about, how else do you guys get your funding?
Again, we charge a little bit for our lessons. We do a couple different fundraisers a year. I think you had me on last time to talk about our Christmas fundraiser.
Correct.
And we do a bit of grant writing when we have projects and then donations.
You mentioned one thing you lost was your vehicle. Other things that you're recovering from that folks who are listening may be able to help you out with?
Sure. Well, the good news, first and foremost, is we were able to save all of our animals. Biggest loss was our vehicles all got damaged. The van was a loss. We're able to repair a lot of them, but obviously cost involved in getting that done quite a bit. We lost a lot of logo t-shirts and things like that. My office had 2 feet of water in it. Still looking to replace some drawers and a desk and things like that. So
drawers, a desk, if anyone wanted to just grab hold of one of your needs and try to help with it, are there other specific needs?
Not that we haven't sort of dealt with at this point.
Right.
The biggest thing was just it was kind of a financial blow. And then we had our fundraiser was scheduled actually for a few weeks after that. We had to cancel that because the field really couldn't sustain the event.
And so the Horse Show and Country Fair fundraiser. Being radio, try to paint a picture of what is exactly going to be happening. Again, this is tomorrow from 9 to 2.
The event is held at our facility, which is a pretty pleasant place to be in Waimanalo. And the main focus of it is to provide sort of a showcase for our riders to do a little mounted event. Other things that are happening are we have a kids game booth. We'll be selling our newly purchased logo t-shirts. We're going to have a bounce house. We're going to have pony rides. We're going to have a couple of little food booths, shave ice, things like that.
And do people pay to get in?
It's free to attend.
And then you pay for those things when you're there?
Yeah.
Okay.
We do the bounce house is free, and our petting zoo will be open with our little happy animals for people to.
What animals?
We have a very elderly pig, and we have a number of goats. And then, of course, our mini horse team will be there to greet people.
People can pet the horses.
People can pet the horses. Don't feed the horses, but you can pet the horses.
Right. How many of the full-size horses?
We have 10 riding horses.
Wow. In addition to coming to this event and supporting it, telling other people about it, people can volunteer with you guys?
Absolutely. Our place is run on the power of volunteers for the most part. And we have 1.5 staff people. Everything else is done by people who want to help out. And it's a really unique opportunity to be around horses. Horses are very expensive, especially in Hawaii. And one of our missions is to make sure that anyone who wants to be around horses has that opportunity. So we very much welcome people to come help out. We encourage them to find the area in which they feel best suits them.
What are some of the areas you could use help?
A pretty wide variety. Our biggest need right now is actually for people who are interested in becoming riding instructors. We're willing to train for that. If it's not a horse person, then we're happy to teach people how to assist us with our riding sessions. So that'd be bringing horses back and forth into the barn, helping the kids prepare them for lessons, leading or doing something called sidewalking where you walk alongside and you assist the rider. Regular barn maintenance things. We have people who really enjoy the horses, not so much the kids. And so they'll have an opportunity to help care for the horses.
Is it all children or do adults?
We do adults as well. I would say a vast majority is kids, though.
So there are a lot of different things you could do to help out. Fixing things, handyman kinds of stuff.
Handyman kind of stuff, yard work.
And what are other things? I know another thing. Someone stole from you guys? You guys were robbed at one point?
Yeah. You know, if the flood and the canceled fundraiser weren't enough blows, we also got broken into. And unfortunately, I was dumb enough to leave a few weeks of our income in our office. And so that was taken. So some of the checks we've been able to get replaced, but we lost quite a bit of cash as well. So
what are other things? And you think about the broader range of maybe people throughout the state, whether it's your board, whether it's helping you to figure out potential grants you didn't know were there that somebody who might have a knack for, just other things that aren't as hands-on perhaps with the horses that people listening may be able to help you with.
Absolutely. You know, we always could use a hand with the bookkeeping. Anyone who might be familiar with QuickBooks, that type of thing. If anyone knows of funding opportunities that I might not be aware of, those types of things are super helpful to me. I don't get out of the barn that much sometimes, so there might be things out there that I don't know about.
And on the vehicle end, you're covered, or if someone had a vehicle that would be appropriate to help, that you're still looking for that? Or?
Since we got a new van, we're okay. All the other vehicles we've managed to repair. If there's a handy mechanic out there, there's always maintenance on them.
It's a great one, actually, right, because the vehicle has to be maintained. So if anyone would like to help maintain your vehicle, that's another another volunteer opportunity.
Absolutely.
thhwaimanalo.org, 342-9036. Find an email contact form at their website or email dana@thhwaimanalo.org. You can get all the contact information, the full interview, the radio feature, and all of our other Helping Hand guests at hawaiipublicradio.org. The event is tomorrow, and it's a rescheduled horse show and country fair fundraiser, 9 to 2 with Therapeutic Horsemanship of Hawaii at their location in Waimanalo. Executive Director Dana Venon back with us. Next time you're around one of those little horses, please give one a hug for me.
Will do.
On behalf of all the folks with disabilities that you're helping out, and especially anyone who you can go visit who can't get around, I can just imagine how much it would brighten their day Thanks for doing what you're doing.
Thanks for having me, Dave.